Okay. So tell me then just about your farm and the layout. If you were to go back to, say, the 1920s and 30s, when you were growing up here, how would you describe the farm? What was the layout? What was here? And
well, they had a tractor on it and some plows and harrows on it. And I remember Dad traded that tractor for a brand new 1926 McCormick Deering and got a new plow for it. I think he used the old harrow, as I recall it. And I learned to drive tractors on that tractor.
When you were how old? How old were you then when you started driving a tractor?
I think the first time I drove it was about 10 years old. And he was trying to do something with his truck and he needed an extra hand, so told me what to do. I hadn't driven it before that, but after I got older, I drove it a lot.
And what were the, your dad continued, so there was always some type of construction, it sounds like, going on here.
He couldn't be happier than he was when he was puddling cement. He loved to puddle cement and get it smooth, and so every time we made a building change, he was happy.
So what are some of the major buildings in terms of what the original?
Well, he remodeled the cow barn, added onto it, and made a stable that had 36 tie-ups for cows and calf pens. And then we added onto that in the 50s so that we had 75 tie-ups in it. We built a couple warts out back for heifers and calves in the 40s and 50s. And then when we had the creamery, which we bought in 43, moved down here, we had to add onto the building, we had to make the inside of the old building into a creamery, and we added onto that later on.
And that's where your apartment, your original apartment that you lived in was above there.
Yeah.